Yeah. I would like to make, either talk to the manager here or make an appointment to make to talk to the manager.
I am the manager. What do you need?
You are. Great. Yes, thank you. Okay, I have an issue with MDV now in a vision test.
MBD now?
Yeah, over on, I guess it's Holly. Or,
what's the issue?
What the issue is, I went in on a Saturday to take the vision test.
Right.
And the clerk says, take it. And here the letters were super small, okay?
Like, what is it, like this machine?
Okay.
Yeah, kind of like that, okay?
Okay.
But here's what happened. Okay, and at the end she said, well, here's the form. Get an ophthalmologist or an optometrist to sign on.
Right.
Well, what happened is I did something else. I filed an affidavit about the small one and the small type. And what happened here in this office and also at the previous year at MVD or Express, the same thing I saw. You know, you go in there and they were just like small. Well, in this office, a lady, I've experienced the same thing. Okay, and the lady said, well, put on your glasses and all this. Okay, and then finally, well, let's try a different machine.
Okay,
and I filed a complaint.
Okay.
And so what I would like to ask you, your advice here, what should I do? In the sense that I'm saying that I effectively was given a rigged machine. And I was given a rigged machine in this office.
I have four different machines, and they're all exactly the same, so I don't think they're rigged.
This is not here, but this is several years ago in this office,
okay.
And I filed a complaint with the thing, and I think the complaint was lodged, and I'm filing another one. So where do I file the complaint with, the Department of Motor Vehicles?
You can. I mean, you can write to the governor's office. This is...
What's your name, by the way?
My name is Lawrence.
What?
Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Yes. And again, you know, I actually have two brand new machines here. They're all the same. They have the same card. They have the same test.
Okay, but again, with my bad experience in this office, okay, you know, I'm just very, very leery. I hope you understand that.
Sure.
Okay, but I'm going to talk to the Eyeglass World now.
Okay.
Just the day before, or a few days before, I had a vision test there.
Right.
Okay.
It was great.
Yeah. I have problems with my right eye, but my left eye was like fine. Okay?
Right.
And the previous year, incidentally, MVD Express, I went in there, and hey, I could read it just fine. Okay.
Right.
And even I read the second line because I made a mistake.
Right.
But I just wanted to know what your advice is. Should I have them do this? Or
what you should do is, so did you get the form completed by the ophthalmologist or the optometrist? And what was their assertion?
Okay, but again... Okay. This is what I'm asking you. But
at the
beginning, say I never got. I felt a valid, and I filed an affidavit last year on this, and it's of course this year.
Right.
And so, as I say, I feel like I'm being harassed.
I don't think so, sir. I mean, everyone has to pass the vision test in order to, be certified as a driver. But the other thing is, we have a list of 8 letters and numbers you're supposed to... We actually make an exception if you're only able to get 8. So that's everyone, right? So if you don't get all 12, we'll accept 8, and you're good. But if you don't pass, if you can't guess even just 8, then we can't certify you as a driver, and that causes the vision test requirement. So that's every state office, that's every MVD field office, every MVD Now, MVD Express. They all have the same machine, and they all have the same requirements. So if you're not getting, all eight, at least eight.
We'll see. I'm just getting, your opinion. Or,
sure.
I don't know what thing, well, but I appreciate
it's not just talking to me. It's actually the rules. It's, but I suggest just get, because, I don't know if you need required glasses or, if the optometrist is, saying maybe only drive during the day, but that form is what we'll go off of.
Right. Here's a,
they're the actual experts.
The optometrist at High Glassworth.
Right.
Got some reading glasses.
Right.
And they're totally useless for my reading the screedy. Like,
right.
For the 3.0. So I went up to CVS and looked at the glasses and tried on.
Tried on the different. I don't know if readers are good for driving, to be honest.
By the way, they did give me some driving glasses.
Okay. Okay.
And my wife had them, and I tried hers, and it does help out, particularly on the glare. You can see a little bit further.
Did you put those glasses on when you did the eye test?
Yes, and what I did is I took photographs.
Photographs, okay.
Of the machine.
Right. Well, I'm going to say that our job here is to try to get you a yes. But when it comes to safety and...
Well, I would agree.
There are certain things.
I'm thinking of also harassment. And,
I can't speak for previous leadership, but there's no harassment going on here, so I can guarantee you that. Do you want to try the test now?
No.
Okay.
But I want to think about it, and then maybe
I would go back to the optometrist and see what their findings are.
Emailed them about this, and begin it. So I certainly appreciate your talking.
No worries.
I think you've
of course
solved it.
Yes, just see what the optometrist.
This is out on the web, all over the world.
No worries, sir. I totally understand. I just have to help.
Thank you, sir.
This agent, okay.